Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We have a very cool guest for you today, our very own Gina Cavalli. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. You hear me every afternoon.
That's
How are
right.
you, Cindy?
This is great to be able to talk to you in a different capacity. So this is fun because I guarantee our listeners don't know all of the good stuff that you are into. So today our topic, we're talking about autism. And I know that is a really big, broad subject and topic, so we're going to make it little bite-sized pieces. And I would like to have Gina back a couple times so we can get into this a little bit more. But for today, okay. We're going to start with the basics, all right?
Right.
All right, so in true Wellness Wednesday fashion, I have to ask you some questions because the listeners like to know. So my very first question, when I say wellness, what does that mean to you, Gina?
I mean, wellness to me means you're putting your mind, body, and soul, and spirit, and everything's got to be connected.
Correct. A balance has kind of been the typical theme, right? So as
you have
all of
you have
pieces.
To have a good work-life balance. You have to have good balance with your relationships, whether you're married or not, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your kids. You have to have balance in everything that you do. I think, truly happiness comes from within. So if you're just a miserable kind of person, there's an opportunity to seek help out there to try to, make yourself happy and to be well. But it really does start with, mental health and then physical health and spiritual health. And then when you put those three together, you're happy and
right.
You're well.
Yeah. So what do you do for your own wellness?
Oh, girl, I talk about it on the air all the time, Cindy. I work out. I feel like I'm Jennifer Lopez in that one movie. I've got several different jobs. I'm constantly, balancing being an autism mom, being an autism advocate, being a radio personality, having my show Life with the Spectrum on YouTube, as well as available as a podcast. I'm constantly busy and running. And so when I working out creates endorphins make you happy, and you see all of the benefits, whether it's your sleep benefits, whether it's your outlook on life and how you tackle problems that you're faced with, to even just like cooking dinner and making healthier choices so that you stay fit and ready to tackle the next day.
Yeah, and you guys have a fun little team because I follow you on Facebook and everything too and see all the stuff you guys are doing, and it's you and your husband and your son, correct?
Correct. It's the three amigos, and we are in it to win it. That's for sure.
And you guys are always doing something fun somewhere. So, the life, the DJ lifestyle that everybody wants is like where Gina's living it, right?
Well, we fortunately with this type of profession, we're afforded, opportunities to meet special people. And right now, my son is really into that. He's at that age. He's a teenager. So if he's not gaming, he's into music. And in fact, it's really sweet because, just before Valentine's Day, he asked a little girl to be his Valentine's, which was the first for him. And so we went out, we got her a little box of chocolates, and it was really sweet.
Aww.
And, that doesn't have, it's very difficult, especially for someone on the spectrum. But, lyrics for everything that is going on in his brain, he really has learned to overcome some of his challenges. We're blessed.
Yeah, that is very cool because I always see you guys doing fun stuff, and he's always got a huge smile on his face and just looks like he's living his best life. So that is fantastic. I have some friends, too, that are on the spectrum, and there was one boy that I watched grow up, like literally in front of our eyes, and he got involved in a club that I'm in, and people even like now have also watched him grow and said just it's very cool to see how he went from very shy and socially you'd walk up and say hi to him and he'd just stare at you and turn around and run away because he didn't know what to do, to now he's like in a position leading people and doing things by himself. So that's super fun.
It really comes down to early intervention, Cindy. if you are a parent, if you have a, you know, child 1 year old, earlier than that, you can kind of understand and pick up on some cues that something is a little off. Maybe they are not rolling over at 4 months. Maybe they are late crawlers, late walkers, late talkers. Maybe they don't look at you and give you complete eye contact. If you have any one of these signs, it is time to go visit the pediatrician. It is time to go get an evaluation. And thanks to the Marcus Institute in Atlanta, Georgia, they published a paper earlier in 2024 that now they can diagnose children on the spectrum as early as 1 year old because of the eye gaze. And you can, of course, everyone can read more about that by hitting Google. But truly, most kids get diagnosed between the ages of 3 and 4. Girls can sometimes mask the, I don't want to say symptoms of neurodiversity, but they can mask. And so they tend to get, given that diagnosis a little later in life. But now more and more people are aware about autism, and so they are getting their kids checked at an earlier age, which brings in the early intervention, the speech and language, the OT, the PT, all of the therapies, including ABA. And I know that's a controversial subject for many, but, you know, again, that's why you can look to my show, Life with the Spectrum, on YouTube or as a podcast and get the latest information.
Yeah, that's a perfect place to stop us here. We're going to take our little break, and then we're going to come back, and then I want to ask you to tell us more about places and programs and things and what you do to help people with autism. So we will be right back. We're going to take a little quick break, and then we're going to come right back with our very own Gina Cavalli and talk some more about autism and life on the spectrum. All right, we are back on Wellness Wednesday. Today we are talking about autism with our very own Gina Cavalli. On afternoons on our airwaves here, you guys hear her every day, but you might not know what she does for wellness. And tell us again, Gina, what your expertise is and why we're talking about autism today.
Well, I feel like I'm far from an expert, Cindy, but I do have a show because I live life with the spectrum. We found out Lyric was on the spectrum at 4 years old. We knew something was wrong at one. We've talked about early intervention. And my goal is to connect the dots for families. Sometimes going to the prettiest website is not where people actually need to be putting their efforts into. And I try to fill those large gaps on my show, Life with the Spectrum. You can, again, find it on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. I go as far south as South Africa. I go up to Canada. I talk to people who are really making a difference. And right here at home, too, that have organizations, foundations, schools. We talk to experts. We talk to lawyers. Do you have a will and a trust in place? Do you have guardianship if you are have a child with more profound needs? So it's really a great show, and I think with autism now, the awareness is out there, but it's truly now about accepting it and making diverse workforces for transitional students that come out of high school into college, for grade school students, having those social opportunities, which is why I started Table Talk. I don't know if you watched me, Cindy, but I was in Love on the Spectrum, which was an Emmy Award-winning show on Netflix, and I was in season 2. They came out to film one of my Table Talk events, and since then, we continue to do Table Talk monthly, as well as Table Talk Junior, where my son Lyric gets to host.
That is so awesome.
We really try to push the needle forward and keep the world moving forward in the world of disability.
Yeah, and that's great. And the cool thing that I find, I've met a few people with autism, and I'm just always in awe at, like, yes, they have struggles in certain areas, but they are so darn smart and so awesome in all the other areas where we are lacking. So having these people in our lives is so important because we can almost hit all of the things, like all of the skills and all the needs, you know?
And it's proven that when you hire a neurodiverse workforce and have someone on the spectrum working there, you will have better retention. People are more positive and happy. And there's training. There's people that literally come in and train your neurotypical workforce on how to work with the neurodiverse. So there, you know, we are moving the world forward as people continue to embrace neurodivergency, if that's a word, then we will continue to, you know, move and push and fight for the rights of neurodiverse folks. At least I will. I'll die trying because it's that important for me to arm myself with as much knowledge as possible to help keep Lyric moving in the right direction. And we all know knowledge is power. So again, find that channel on YouTube. It's called Life with the Spectrum. You can Google me, Gina Cavalli. It should come up. And by the way, have you ever Googled yourself, Cindy? That can be kind of crazy.
I'm gonna now.
Anyway, Life with the Spectrum with Gina Cavalli. Subscribe to the channel. I promise you, wherever you are at on your journey, you will find an episode with almost 200. And this, we've had Temple Grandin on the show, and it's just really a great, great show. I love doing it.
Yeah, it is awesome. And you, by far, are the champion of your people, and you're helping others to get the knowledge to go forth. So everybody, like she said, she get on that page and check this out, and you'll hear her every day. So if you ever have questions for Gina, get a hold of us, and we're going to talk again, Gina, because there's so much that you have to offer us. So I want to have you back again, and I really thank you for taking the time, because you are a busy, busy lady. So thank you so much for taking time with us to be here on Wellness Wednesday, and this will be available on wavlfm.com so people can reference back. And thanks again, Gina Cavalli, our very own, with talking about life with the spectrum with autism.
Thanks, Cindy.
All right, you have a great day, and everybody else, you have a great day too, and we will talk to you next Wednesday.